Africa, South Africa's external service into sub-Saharan Africa. Well, today we're going to be looking at our artificial intelligence feature, and we're continuing it, and it's been an interesting journey indeed. We started unpacking what it is, we looked at killer robots, we looked at how it affects medicine. Today we're going to be looking at agriculture and how artificial intelligence can actually create a change in that particular industry. The global population is expected to reach more than 9 billion by 2050, which will require an increase in agricultural production by 70% to fulfill the demand. As the world population is increasing, due to which land, water, and resources are becoming insufficient to continue the demand supply chain. So we need a smarter approach, and we need to become more efficient about how we farm and can be most productive. The agricultural industry is at times turning to artificial intelligence technologies to help yield healthier crops, control pests, monitor soil and growing conditions, also to organize data for farmers, help with the workload, and improve a wide range of agriculture-related tasks in the entire food supply chain. Well, to assist us on this, we're joined by Christoph Pinard, who is the Director and Head of Technology, Media and Communications Practice at the Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Incorporation. And also we have Vasich Deepak, who is joining us very early in Illinois. He is an Assistant Professor in Computer Sciences at the University of Illinois. Well, thanks both to you for helping us on this subject matter. Let me start with you, Vasich, in terms of in the world and in Africa in particular, are we ready for the age of artificial intelligence in the agricultural sector?
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me here. Just to get started, you put it absolutely right that the population of the world is going to be 9 billion by 2050, and that's obviously going to need more food, not just to feed the people, but also to have nutritious food for everyone, right? And that's going to come in the face of other challenges that we're facing, like lack of resources. So in that context, I think one of the most promising technologies that we have today is something that we call data-driven agriculture, and that includes both artificial intelligence as well as other related technologies. And at a high level, the questions are, can we get as much data about every part of our farm as possible? And then can we treat each part of our farm sort of independently? So for example, if one part of the farm needs water, can we use data-driven methods to figure out that this is the part that that needs water or fertilizer, and not really say apply water or fertilizer throughout the field? And we are increasingly coming to a time where such techniques are possible and becoming more affordable for farmers to use, both like across the world as well as specifically in Africa. Of course, the context of these technologies and how they're applied and who uses them is going to be different in different parts of the world. But yeah, it's absolutely the right time to be talking about such technologies and how we can make them more widespread.
Thank you for further contextualizing it. Let me come to you, Christoph. Do you think agriculture in the world and in Africa is ready for artificial intelligence?
Thank you, Benjamin. Absolutely. A number of sectors have seen significant changes to the way they do business as a result of the increasing prevalence of smart technology and innovation. And the agricultural sector is no exception. And if I can use some examples of agricultural technology, which is also sometimes referred to as agri-tech, precision agriculture, or smart farming, include the use of technology to monitor and adapt the relationship between farming inputs and outputs, to, among other things, combat climate change, reduce the use of pesticides and fertilizers, improve food quality, reduce the cost of production, and to make optimal use of resources while maintaining or increasing expected yields. And, you know, we've seen this implemented, you know, across Africa, being very reliant on agriculture as a continent. And, you know, in, if I can just use a South African example, you know, during the 2021 State of the Nation address, the South African president also noted that over the next 5 years, the government intends to reduce reliance on imports by 20%, largely in the manufacture and agricultural sectors. So the pressure is definitely on to produce more and to produce more locally. And technology can only help that.
Now, let's look at some of these advances in terms of examples, just so that our listeners can understand the dynamics. Christoph, can you give us some of the innovations that we're starting to see being pioneered that advance artificial intelligence in a positive way within the agricultural space?
Yeah, so artificial intelligence or machine learning or even Internet of Things, you know, they typically use sensors to provide real-time data, you know, using algorithms to increase agricultural efficiencies, such as improving crop yields and reduce food production costs. And, you know, like these types of technologies have, you know, evolved from, you know, your, let's say, your financial services and telecoms sectors to agriculture. Because, you know, the age-old management mantra of if you can't measure it, you can't manage it, you know, is very true for agriculture. Yeah, so there are, you know, a few examples of, you know, these kind of smart data that regulates things like the use of fertilizers, planting cycles, irrigation cycles, and those are reliant on machine learning, and it's a perfect problem for machine learning to solve.
Let me come back to you, Vasich, in terms of maybe you can expand on the examples that we're starting to see, especially in the last maybe 2 years, we've seen a centralization of the conversation around artificial intelligence in various industries.
Yes. So as Christoph put it, there are sort of two dimensions to look at it. One is the technology dimension, that what are the new technologies that can empower data-driven agriculture. And at that level, I would think one of them is, say, satellite imagery. That's increasingly playing a big role in understanding how our farms behave. Then there are other technologies like drones, connectivity solutions for collecting data from the farms, new kinds of sensors for increasingly understanding our farms better. So, for example, like a nitrogen sensor or a moisture sensor. And then what brings all of this together is artificial intelligence. So once you've collected these different sources of data about your farm, how do you make sense of that, and what can it teach you? And that's where artificial intelligence comes in. And at the second layer, we can think about this in terms of applications to the farmer themselves. And one of them could be precision agriculture, which is really a big umbrella term for identifying, let's say, like what every part of your farm is behaving like. For example, is this like do I need to apply fertilizer so that I can reduce the amount of fertilizer used across the farm and only apply it at specific locations? And same for pesticides, weedicides, and all these other things that we need. I think the other example would be just monitoring of the farm in general, because monitoring itself can take a lot of manual effort because farms are large. You can't really monitor every part of your farm all the time, so you need sensors to do that and reduce, say, damage in the case of unforeseen events.
It's very fascinating indeed. That's Vasich Deepak, Assistant Professor in Computer Sciences at the University of Illinois. He's joining us alongside Christoph Pinar, who is from the Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Incorporation. He's the Director and Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications Practice there. You know, it's interesting, Christoph, that earlier this month we were commemorating International Day of the Awareness of Food Wastage. wastage, and predominantly the wastage was said to occur at the farms. And I think it speaks to what Vasich is highlighting in terms of monitoring the farm operations as a whole. What's your sense in terms of how AI addresses this issue of sufficiency?
Well, so the main benefit or the output of AI is the generation of real-time data. So when one looks at demand management, which is what you want to measure if you want to reduce wastage, you know, like using stuff like infrared camera data from drones, or the use of like fertilizers, coupled with other market intelligence, can certainly reduce cost, reduce wastage, and kind of help with, let's say, real-time delivery.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of even the post-production after the farming, in terms of the harvest period, selecting the production in itself, could there be positives in light of that, Christoph?
Absolutely. You know, for example, price forecasting for crops based on yield rates help a lot to predict total volumes produced and are invaluable in defining pricing strategies for a given crop. So understanding those yield rates and quality levels of crop help agricultural firms, farmers, co-ops to better negotiate for the best possible price for their harvests. And that, in a sense, will curb overproduction.
Indeed. And Vasich, your take on that, because we are living in a space whereby there is growing consciousness of food wastage, and people are starting to be aware of that. And even agricultural companies, retailers are starting to think more around that particular area. And Christoph has given us some elaboration on this. But what's your take?
Yeah, so I'll just add a couple of points to Christoph's really nice description. One of them is that what AI and Internet of Things can help you with is monitoring your storage, for example, and monitoring, say, temperature, humidity in a storage, and maintaining that is very important if you want to reduce food wastage, and that's one area where AI and IoT can help in general. But broadly, I think there is also a larger point that you make that increasingly, we are not worried just about the output of agriculture, but also about the sustainability. Because agriculture, as it happens, is one of the most greenhouse producing activities on the planet that humans do. So one thing that we need to be increasingly conscious of, and that technologies can help us monitor, is how much carbon and how many resources are we using to produce the food that we have, and how we can optimize that, and can we put some of that carbon and resources back into the soil after the harvesting cycle.
Very fascinating thoughts. That takes us to 20 minutes past 11 o'clock Central African time. Today, we're taking this conversation further of our artificial intelligence series. It's been amazing indeed just to look at the different areas in which artificial intelligence is positive and also negative. But now it seems like even the agricultural sector has been actually incorporating artificial intelligence in its production phase. As you could hear there, in storage, in data usage, there's so many elements that we can highlight during this program. In the intro, we quoted that the global population is expected to reach more than 9 billion by 2050, rather, which will require an increase in agricultural production by, listen to this amount, 70% to fulfill that demand. Therefore, we need to be more efficient. We need to find technical ways to deal with that particular demand. Can AI be the solution to reach this point? That's our conversation.